माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय। जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजना, यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजना, यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजना, यमुना तीर वनचारी, यमुना तीर वनचारी, जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजना, यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजना, यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजना, यमुना तीर वनचारी, जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमधिष्टिवाईन्द्र सभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमधिष्टिवाईन्द्र भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की, नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की। प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की। जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की। ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की, नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की, पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, गंगा माई यमुना माई की, तुलसी देवी भक्ति महारानी की, गोलोकेर प्रेम धन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की, निताई गौर प्रेमानंद। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हे रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 25 टेक्स्ट 20। यदृच्छयागतां तत्र ददर्श प्रमदोत्तमां भृत्येदाशभि आयन्तीं एकैकशतनायकै। यदृच्छयागतं तात्र ददर्श प्रमदोत्तमां भृत्येर्दशभिरायान्तीं एकैकशतनायकै। यदृच्छयागतां तत्र ददर्श प्रमदोत्तमां भृत्यैर्दशभिरायान्तीम् एकैकशतनायकै। Mataji's translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Word to word translation. Yadrichaya, all of a sudden, without engagement. Agatam, arrived. Tatra, there. Dadarsha, he saw. Pramada, one woman. Uttamam, very beautiful. Bhrityai, surrounded by servants. Dashabhir, 10. Ayantim, coming forward. Ekeka, each one of them. Shata, hundreds. Nayakai, the leaders. Translation. While wandering here and there in that wonderful garden, King Puranjana suddenly came in contact with a very beautiful woman who was talking there without any engagement. She had 10 servants with her, and each servant had hundreds of wives accompanying him. Purport. The body has already been compared to a beautiful garden. During yudh, the sex impulse is awakened, and intelligence according to one's imagination is prone to contact the opposite sex. In youth, a man or woman is in search of the opposite sex by intelligence or imagination, if not directly. The intelligence influences the mind and mind controls the 10 senses. 5 of these senses gather knowledge and 5 works directly. Each senses has many desires to be fulfilled. This is the position of body and owner of the body, Puranjana, who is within the body. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साधवैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो दिस इज अ सेक्शन वेयर पुरंजन विल नाउ मीट अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल क्वीन कॉल्ड एज पुरंजनी। Okay, so we will be seeing the translations and purport while we discuss this section. So we'll be like discussing around 9 to 10 shlokas today. So here, Puranjan comes in contact with a very beautiful woman who was walking there without any engagement. Now, how does he come into contact with that woman? Yadrichaya. Okay. What is the meaning of Yadrichaya? All of a sudden. Without engagement arrived. So, Yadrichaya. Automatically. So, many times this question is asked. Why did the Jiva fall? When did the Jiva fall? At what time exactly the Jiva... What was the reason exactly? Okay. So, many times we give this example that when we go to a doctor being affected by malaria, and doctors give you medicine. And all scientists and all these big personalities who like are very much into asking hundreds of questions. When they go to doctor, when they are like very much ill and they go to a doctor, doctor gives them medicines, they just take it without asking any question. Okay. Which mosquito has bit me? I want to see that mosquito. I want to meet that mosquito. Okay. No. We just take that medicine. Okay. So one time one devotee was asking repeatedly to Srila Prabhupada, how did Jiva fall? What was the reason? What was the reason? Prabhupada said, my duty is to send you back. Go and ask there. Okay. So, Yadrichaya, all of a sudden, at some point, we get, so this lady, which we are seeing here, this wonderful, beautiful woman, who was walking there without any engagement, that woman refers to material intelligence, intelligence which is affected by ignorance. Okay, now, because we have heard Bhagavatam, we have read Bhagavatam, read this story many times, but just if you can imagine how Narad Muni, when he was describing the story to Prachin Barishad, and all of a sudden he says that there was a man and here comes a woman, and then the translation goes that that woman is protected by a snake which has 5 hoods, and woman is protected by 10 servants, and that 10 servants has hundreds of wives. So if a person just sees what's going on, such a dramatic description, what is going on? Okay. So this is all thing that Narad Muni describes. So many times, again, because using some examples which can like long time before I heard this analogy in preaching, that what is preaching? A person who is very peaceful in his life, you go and shake him. And a person who is very shaken in his life, you go and pacify him. Okay, so that's preaching, because both are temporary. If someone is very satisfied, this is my life, this is everything is cool, everything, you go to Narad Muni is shaking here. Okay, similarly, Maitreya shook. Vidur shook Dhritarashtra. You are just living on someone who has killed all of your sons. Okay, then to ignite that feeling of renunciation, to ignite that this is not the perfect place that we are. So again, he is using these analogies, and at the end, like after he has described the entire story, then Prachini Parishad realized, "Arey, ye to main hu. This is me." Okay, so this is a beauty of a preacher, this quality of a preacher, that he tries to make the subject understand to the person in the way which he can relate. Okay, so it's not that like there was one person, he was called for a speech, okay, and there was expected like there will be 200, 500 people will be attending in the auditorium. So no one came, just one person came. Okay, so the speaker came and thought, okay, should I speak or not? So he asked that person, should I continue? Okay, so he said that if I have 100 cows and if one cow comes to me, I will definitely feed him. Okay, so this person got inspired and he has prepared like anything, and he just spoke for 1 hour. He spoke all that he has prepared. Then he asked again, how was the lecture? He said, I don't know much, but I know this thing, that if I have one cow, I will feed only that much is required for that cow. I will not feed all that is meant for 100 cows. Okay, so the speech, the analogy or the tactics used by a preacher should not be like to how much he knows. Okay, like the method used by Narad Muni to Dhruv Maharaj, to Prahlad Maharaj, to Prachini Parishad, we see in entire Vyasdev. Okay, Vyasdev, he didn't beat around bush, directly to the point. You have wasted your time. What have you done? Okay, of course, he's a counselor there. He's not preaching. He's already a devotee. So this is very important, that how we present a certain subject in front of someone. So here, Narad Muni is describing about, because a person who is too much absorbed, absorbed in sense gratification, he will like these subjects, okay? He will like such stories. Okay, so Gaurang Prabhu says that generally all the movies and everything, all the stories, they are revolving around two things, romance and war. Okay, there is an action movie, there is a romantic movie. Okay, so the best romance, if someone wants to see, then there is Ramayana. And if someone wants to see war, then there is Mahabharata. Okay, so if the shastras or if the stories would have been like, there was a sage and 100 students came, he spoke lecture and went away. Next chapter, then there came another sage, he spoke and he went away. But when there is a series of incidents which like we are able to relate, because we are going through that situations in our lives, then we relate to it, we hear it attentively. And when a message is put and given to a person in that way, the person accepts that. So here, the women, like the intelligence comes in contact. This intelligence is in search of a husband. Okay, the next translation says that woman was protected on all sides by 5-hooded snake. And she was very beautiful and young, and she appeared very anxious to find a beautiful husband. This woman represents intelligence, which is finding a husband. Okay, so no one can sit idle. That if someone says that today I don't want to think anything, if I say that don't think a black cat for one next minute, the very thing that we think is black cat. Okay, so there are many like institutions, they say that you are affected by desires. I have lots of thoughts, I have lots of desires. So one institution says that you take a paper and pen and you keep on writing all of your desires, all of your thoughts, till the time it gets exhausted. Okay, so many people find satisfaction in that, because it's not that the thoughts and desires get exhausted, because they get exhausted by writing, keeping on writing. So, and the moment they find like situation, again all of their desires come up. And second type is like you enjoy till the time your desires are exhausted. This is another method. Okay, it's like there is a fire, you pour petrol, you pour more and more petrol till the time the fire gets exhausted. It's like totally contradictory. Okay. So intelligence needs engagement. And again, intelligence requires someone who can direct, who can use. It cannot act on it on its own. Every living entity has this energy, this intelligence. So this lady, this is an intelligence which is affected. So this five-headed snake is prana. Okay, this is the prana, the energy. And she appeared very anxious to find a suitable husband. Okay, so the vital force of living entity includes these five kinds of fear. So this intelligence, this lady was protected by prana. So our life floats in this prana, this five types of fear. So it is absolutely inactive. It cannot be, it's of no use until unless it is connected to a soul, a living entity. That is the person here, the Puranjan. Then, she had 10 servants. Okay, these 10 servants are 10 senses. Okay, and again, Puranjan says that in fact, 10 servants and actually 11 bodyguards. So, these 10 servants and one is the mind. And each servant has hundreds of wives. What are these hundreds of wives? These are desires. Okay, in fact, it would have been thousands of wives, then it would have been much more happily relevant. So each of these senses has hundreds of wives. Okay, and so intelligence is moving, protected by five-headed snake, the prana, 10 servants, 10 servants has hundreds of wives. So whose story is this? It's our story. Okay, so many times again, this is another trick when we are too much familiar with certain things, and like we hear Bhagavatam repeatedly and we speak at many places, we start using things just to present. Okay, how many times we actually really thought that actually Narad Muni is telling to me, I am the Prachin Barishad. No, many times we just try to, okay, in this way, this is the relation. Now I will speak and I will clarify the doubt. Arey Baba, we are the Prachin Barishad. Narad Muni is telling the story for us. But because we don't, many times we don't take in the right mood and we are not in a proper mood to accept. We just, in spite of being in very much connection with scriptures and these instructions, we tend to misunderstand and we tend to use it for another sense. Okay, so, and then Narad Muni describes about how this woman has, then describes about this wonderful qualities of that woman, that she had a very wonderful eyes, nose, earrings. Okay, he says that she had very beautiful earrings, ears bedecked with dazzling earrings. Okay, so all this describes about the senses. Okay, how the senses gets attracted. While she walked, her ankle bells rang. She appeared exactly like denizens of heaven. Okay, while she was walking, her ankle bells rang. So it's described about like this, describes this unsteady nature of the mind to hear scriptures. Okay, people, like she was walking very unsteadily and her ankle bells rang. So this is nature of the mind. It's not ready to hear the scriptures. It's not ready to pay attention to scriptures. Whatever you do, it just tries to find its own way. Okay, and many times it's very like scriptures, these are words of God, these are instructions of God. Bhagavatam Srinvatam Swakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridayantastu Abhadrani Vidunoti Surutsada. It has so much power to purify our heart, to purify our consciousness. But because we are taking it in a wrong, like more than, there are two types of personalities. One, they are not interested only. Okay, whatever you do, whatever you try their best, they are just not interested in. Okay, like one time, so one story that Tukaram Maharaj was giving a class and there were 100, like many disciples sitting. Everyone's sitting, and when he started his katha, so gradually all the people, like all the personalities, like went away.
So he gave katha and kirtan for a long time and he was absorbed in his own world, and when he opened his eyes, there was only one person sitting. And he was very happy. Devotees are like, okay, at least if one person becomes devotee, Prabhupada used to say that, what is the use of hundreds of stars? If there is one moon, it's okay. And Tukaram Maharaj was so happy that, yes, this is the man who wants to hear. He's so eager to hear. Yes, that eagerness. And he said, okay, you are sitting for entire lecture. You are sitting for so long. How was the lecture? He said, actually, the blanket you are sitting, it's mine. I'm just waiting. When you get up, I will take my blanket. Okay, so people don't have that desire, that natural inclination to hear. Okay. Prabhupada says that they are more interested in all types of rubbish things. Tadvaga visargo janataga viplavo yasmin pratishloke abhidavyati api. Okay. That scriptures which does not has the glorification of Lord, which has the power to conquer all the sins of this world. So that is not suitable for devotees. That is pilgrimage of crows. Okay, have you, like, if we can't see here, but if we go to Mumbai, and especially you go to a bus, like, if we can see that they are totally absorbed in very serious meetings. Okay, they will be like kai 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 kai, and so really it must be like, who will be the next president or prime minister of India? They are so much absorbed in that. Okay, for many hours. Okay, but what they are discussing? Prabhupada used to say that it's a pilgrimage of crows, tirthastan, kavu ka tirthastan. Okay, so people are interested in all sorts of rubbish. What someone is wearing today, there are newspapers on this. Okay, there are special sections what this person wore today, and there are crores of people who are reading what this person wore today. That is the foolishness of, because people have this, they are not interested in hearing Krishna katha. Okay, and then second type of people, like, one is this section who are not interested, who are not inclined in hearing the glories of Krishna, and there are second type of people, okay, who become so much familiar, like me. Okay, who become so much familiar that many times we see that people come here and they take selfie with Krishna. Okay, so, and they come here and they take selfie and they post. So they are not interested how Krishna is beautiful, and I will release the beauty of Krishna, and this beauty will really purify me, and I should establish my connection with Krishna. They are not interested. They are interested that this such a wonderful object is there. Okay, so with this I will look more beautiful, and I will click a picture and I will send everyone, and seeing this, everyone will become envious. Okay, so that's the mentality. So we use Krishna for our sense gratification. Many times we use Krishna, like, again, I heard this example many years before, that many times when we dress the deities, okay, we are, rather than being in the mood that how Krishna or Srimati Radharani or this wonderful deity will appear more beautiful, I am serving. Okay, rather than we tend to decorate our ego, okay, seeing this dressing, many people will glorify, or many people will say that, okay, what a wonderful dressing, or what a wonderful speech, or what a wonderful project you are doing. Okay, so that's another extreme. So this is our contaminated intelligence. Okay, so, and each of these senses, like all of these senses, have hundreds and thousands of desires, hundreds and thousands, and led by mind. And what is the quality of mind? Like, if there are very powerful, strong warriors, and if the leader of the warrior is like totally mad, he will kill anyone who comes. He wants to kill anyone he sees as per his desire. What will happen to such team? So warriors who can't be controlled, and the leader of the warrior is like, he is totally drunk. A very wonderful shloka comes, like, analogy. comes. It's not a, from, I don't know the source, but really very appealing. It's, it says that quality of mind, what is mind? So leader of these 10 senses, who has hundreds of desires, what is the quality of mind? And of course, in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna says, Chanchalam hi manah krishna pramathi balavadrida. Tasyaham nigraham manye vayureva sudushkaram. I can control wind, but I cannot control mind. Chanchalam hi manah krishna. Pramathi, balava dridam, it's strong, it's obstinate, it's agitating. Okay, it's not stable. I can control wind, I have the power to control wind. But this mind, and who is this mind? He is the leader of these 10 senses. We have submitted all the senses in hands of, in like we have taken shelter of this mind, and he is leading all the 10 senses and just going wherever he wants and doing whatever he wants. Okay. There is one analogy to describe about mind. Like, suppose there is a monkey. Okay, Markatasya Surapanam, Madhye Vrishchika Danshanam, Tad Madhye Bhuta Sancharo, Yadva Tadva Bhavishyati. Okay, so there is a monkey. Okay, Markatasya. How unstable is monkey? Okay, you cannot say a monkey that, if you say a monkey, if he sits on one place for 1 hour, it will, like, he should be awarded a Nobel Prize. That is, you cannot sit peacefully at one, whatever you do, it's the nature of monkey is to just irritate someone or jump here and there, and he cannot sit at one place. So that is the nature of monkey. And what if that monkey is drunk? Markatasya Surapanam. Okay, so if he drink, he's like totally full. If a normal person, if he become, he takes, he's like full. He does not understand what he's speaking. One time I went to a place. Okay, there was a program. Suddenly one person came and said, I have 100 acres land. I want to donate you. he didn't have proper clothes to wear and he was just shaking. At night, 10 o'clock, he was telling that I have 100 acres. I want to donate you. Do you want? So that is the nature of a person who is totally drunk. The entire world is like shaking for him. And what if the monkey is totally drunk? Okay. And Vidhya Vrishchika Danshanam, what if that the monkey who is totally drunk, scorpion bites? You have like, till date by Krishna's mercy, I have been bit by a scorpion, but I have seen who has been bit by a scorpion. Just dances like anything. It's so painful. Okay, like, it's not so harmful like a snake bite, but it's very painful. Okay, the person is just not able to control himself. It is like very much painful. Okay, so you cannot tell a person who is bit by a scorpion, just try to control your senses, be peaceful, control your mind. He will be dancing, he will be shouting, it's not easy. One who is controlled, is bitten by a scorpion. Okay, what if a monkey who has drunk, like to full extent, being... What if a monkey who is like drunk to full and bitten by a scorpion, and then what if tad madhye bhuta sancharu? What if a ghost enters his body? Okay, so normal person, if he can understand a ghost, if he enters someone's body, if a 10% try to control him, he will just throw everyone. So that is the nature of mind. Okay, yadva tadva bhavishyati. So that is the nature. And who is this mind? He is leader of these 10 senses. Okay, if there is a chariot, there are 5 horses, and if one horse is out of control, it will try to pull the chariot in one direction. Other horse will try to pull the chariot in another direction. Okay, if all the 5 horses, okay, are mad and they want to pull the chariot in all other direction, what will happen to the person who is sitting on the chariot? Okay, so the leader is mind. The leader of such chariot who is controlling, and mind is totally out of control. That's why it said that it's very, very important that one should. So all spiritual journey, everything begins with this control, mind control. Okay, Prabhupada says that without being self-obedient, without being controlling the senses and mind, it's not possible to advance in Krishna consciousness. So everyone, I was like whether it's a spiritual journey or a material journey. Nothing, no one can achieve success without discipline and mind control. Till the time a person is consciously putting efforts to control his mind, to control his thoughts, to control, to become disciplined, he cannot progress. So, mind control is very, very important. And therefore, because a person is like totally absorbed under the control of senses, again, in spite of being in spiritual journey, we tend to think that, okay, just by being in the process, I heard one time that, I think Baldev Prabhu said that it takes 10 minutes to wear or dress like a devotee. And it takes hundreds of years maybe to become a devotee. Okay, so in Krishna consciousness, of course, we are given the culture, we are given the things very easily. Okay, we learn to apply tilak, we learn to hear scriptures, we turn to quote scriptures, and we look like a devotee very soon. Okay, but to become a devotee, so the actual fight is within, and we tend to see it from external perception. Okay, so we tend to see advancement of a person by his achievements, and that's where we get trapped. Okay, so we get trapped by this desire of looking beautiful, not by dressing nicely, but therefore, what is humility? It's like not having this desire to be honored by others. So it's very difficult. We have to be very consciously putting efforts to the internal struggle, to the internal journey, rather than just seeing or posing ourselves externally. Okay, many times this is what we do. Like one of my friend, he came. He said how much problems he had in his lives. Okay. So he had this problem, that problem, relationship problem, financial problem, and company problems, boss problem with the boss. He just told so many things, and he has them suicidal tendencies, what not. He was just describing for so many, I have to sit and for maybe hour and a half he was describing, and I was hearing, okay. And then whatever we can share from scriptures and examples, we discussed. And next day, I was just seeing the WhatsApp status. He has posed like a very peacefully, he's lying in a swimming pool and he was just posing, and I was the most happiest person in the world is this person. And many people will see him and think, oh, how much happy he is, when I will become like him. Okay. So these are externals. And we get trapped and caught by these externals. Okay. Everyone. So only thing, the only difference is our sense gratification is different. And devotees, materialistic person's sense gratification is different, and a spiritual practitioner's sense gratification is different. Okay, he will not be attracted by this world is full of dualities. Okay, a person, he came, he was a there was a florist. Okay, he invited a person. There was a fisherman and a florist. They were good friends. Okay, the fisherman invited a person, this florist, to his home. And when he came, and this entire home was stinking like anything, and he was very hesitant. How I won't be able to stay long, and he was like very much hesitant. Then this fisherman brought him to a room where entire room was filled with fragrant flowers, and this florist said, oh, how nice friend he is. He took care of my needs. And he slept peacefully in that room that night. After some days, this florist called that fisherman to his home. And this fisherman came and there was entire home. Of course, he was a florist. There was various paintings as well as there was various flowers in his home, and this person was sitting. And at night, the fisherman went to sleep. But to his surprise, he was not able to sleep. Because then his friend came and said, "What happened? You are not able to sleep." So he said, "Actually, these flowers are too strong. The smell is too strong. I don't get sleep in this environment." The florist said, "I knew that. You don't worry. You come to another home, another room." And in that room, he had brought lots of tokris of fishes. I am really relieved now. I can relate to my sense enjoyment. But this world is full of dualities. Okay, attachment and aversion. Okay, raga and dvesh. Both are same thing. Only minor differences. We get carried away by something, others got now we many times say that, I heard from lecture of Radha Gopinath Prabhu that we see that when we hear examples or stories from scriptures, we tend to think that all these materialistic people engrossed in sense gratification and they are not taking the spiritual path, they are so fools. Okay? And they are thinking we are fools. Humko lag raha hai wo pagal hai, unko lag raha hai hum pagal. Arey itna, we are so much to enjoy, this life is full of enjoyment, so many things, but you are not enjoying. Okay, so both of us are thinking that he's mad. Okay, but so we have to focus internally. We have to start this intelligence. It should not be trapped by external situations. Also, it should not be trapped by subtle. So both are calm. Okay, both is calm. And subtle calm, the enjoyment at the level of ego, the enjoyment at the level of intellect is much subtler and much difficult to break. Okay, so so here is this lady, and with the end of her sari, the woman was trying to cover her breast, which was equally round and well placed side by side. She again and again tried to cover them out of shyness, walked exactly like a great elephant. So that's rag and dvesh, okay, attachment and hatred. So Puranjana, the hero, become attracted by eyebrows and smiling faces of the very beautiful girl, and immediately pierced by the arrows of her lusty desires. When she smiled shyly, she looked very beautiful to Puranjan, who, although a hero, could not refrain from addressing her. Okay. So these are happiness of this world. Okay. We try to become happy in this world. We try to seek happiness in this world, which are all illusions. Whatever we try, how much ever we try, okay, in this world to become happy. But these are only illusions. Like one time a beggar came to a person and he said that, he knocked the door and person opened the door and he said, "You are the most beautiful person I have seen in entire locality." And the person became very happy. He said, "Oh, really?" He called inside, he called to her wife that, "Oh, there is a golden chain, please bring that." The beggar thought it's a wonderful trick. He said that in the entire locality, your home is the best home. The person said, "Please bring that golden bracelet also." And the beggar became more happy. "In this entire society, you have the best car I have seen, very wonderful car." The person said, "Bring that bundle of cash also, which is kept." So beggar said, "It's too much for today. Let's be peaceful." So he was just waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and nothing came. The person, he asked to that person, "Oh, you just ordered many things. Is it coming? I'm waiting for it." So the person said, "How did you please me?" "By words." "So I pleased you by words." Okay. So this is sense gratification. Okay. This is this world. We try to, no one is happy. Okay, no one is happy here. Whatever we try, how much ever we try, no one is happy. And the, one time, one Mataji, by mistake, she was making a cake, and by mistake, in that cake, instead of sugar, Okay, she initially made properly, but at last she thought the little sugar is less. So he just caught and put 2 spoons of sugar, little more, and thought now it's okay. Okay, and she made a very wonderful cake. It was appearing like very wonderful, and she offered to God and brought down. And devotees, they have a natural inclination. Okay, and there is a different fun altogether, an enjoyment or a different taste altogether in prasad which is stolen. Okay, so he took that cake, he stole that cake, and he came and he was thinking, why should I eat alone? And he distributed in ashram, I remember. Okay, and everyone got that cake, and it was so attractive. And the moment everyone just touched that cake to the tip of their tongue, it was such a strong, in actually that Mataji, instead of putting sugar, she put 2 spoons of limbu phul. Okay, citric acid, which is looks like sugar. Okay, and such a wonderful cake, but it just gave a strong, like it was so strong, no one can just take one bite also. So that's material happiness. That's material happiness. How much beautiful or attractive it appears, it cannot just satisfy our hearts. Okay, so this Puranjana is now attracted, and the topmost beauty, of course, for in this world, kaam, okay, this attraction by opposite sex is the most prominent. Okay, now Puranjan is getting attracted by the eyebrows and the smiling face. Okay, so many times when in Prabhupada says at one place that wherever this description of attraction of a man by a woman comes, a man should think that for him, the opposite sex is woman, and the woman should think that whenever it's described, for him, woman is a man. Okay, we should think like that. And all the description we should try to apply. So, how to get out of this? So, man is attracted by the wonderful eyebrows and the smile of that lady. So, this wonderful shloka comes in third canto. That if one wants to actually save himself from this most strongest, like hook of sense enjoyment, one should take shelter of Krishna. Asamhare ravanatha khila lokativra shokashru shagar vishoshana matyudaram sammohanaya rachitam nijamaya yasya bhrumandalam munikrite makaradvajasya. If one wants to save himself or herself from the strongest illusion of sense enjoyment or the attraction by the opposite sex, what one should do? One should take shelter of Krishna. If one is meditating, hasam hare ravanatha khila shokativra, one is meditating on the beautiful smile of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shoka ashru shagar, okay, the ocean of distress, the ocean of misery will be dried up. Shokashru shagar vishoshanamatya udaram, it will be dried up by the merciful smile of Supreme Personality of God. Sammohanaya rachitam nijamaya yasya. And if one meditates on the eyebrows of Supreme Personality of God, which has the power to attract sex God himself, okay, so one will be saved. Brahmandala monikalte makaratvajasya, one will be saved. One will lose all desire for attraction by opposite sex. Okay, so very easy to speak, and it's an ongoing struggle. It's a lifelong struggle. Many times that a person has to be vigilant always. He cannot put his swords or can't put his weapon down. Okay, but this shelter, taking shelter by God, actually works. Okay, we have many examples. We'll discuss few examples. But many times this question also comes. Okay, like one person, he was attending this. Initially, he was a new bhakta, and he was attending this course by Radha Gopinath Prabhu. And he told that, Prabhuji, ye greed or envy to theek hai. वो मेरा कंट्रोल हो गया पर एंगर नहीं कंट्रोल हो रहा है तो प्रभु जी सेड हाउ मेनी इयर्स आर यू इन कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस 2 इयर्स बोले मुझे 30 साल हो गया, अभी तक मेरा कंट्रोल नहीं हुआ. यू आर एट अ वेरी एडवांस स्टेज. ओके, एंड व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ लस्ट. ओके, व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ लस्ट. वन कृष्ण इज कपिल देव सेज, ओके, तत् सृष्ट सृष्ट सृष्टेषु कोन्व खंडित दीपुमान ऋषिम नारायणम कृते योषीन मायेह मायया. ओके, इफ यू टेक अ डायरेक्ट मीनिंग ऑफ दिस श्लोक इज तत् सृष्ट सृष्ट सृष्टेषु कोन्व खंडित दीपुमान. ओके, सो हू इन दिस एंटायर वर्ल्ड, ओके, इन एंटायर क्रिएशन इज नॉट अफेक्टेड बाय अपोजिट सेक्स और द लस्ट. ओके, इन अदर सेंस दैट कोई माई का लाल है इस दुनिया में जो लस्ट से नहीं अफेक्ट हुआ है. ऋषिम नारायणम कृते एक्सेप्ट लॉर्ड नारायण योशिन मायेह मायया हु इज नॉट अफेक्टेड बाय दिस लस्ट. ओके, सो वी हैव मेनी एग्जांपल्स, बट टू टेक वेरी फेमस एग्जांपल्स इज लाइक दिस एग्जांपल ऑफ धनुर्दास. वी विल जस्ट डिस्कस हिज स्टोरी दैट हाउ when there was a procession going on during Brahmotsav and Nam Perumal was being taken by his devotees and Ramanujacharya and all of his followers were going following the procession, and there was this person Dhanurdas whose wife's name was Himamba. He was attracted to this lady, and everyone was going in one direction and he was walking in another direction holding umbrella and seeing the beautiful eyes of that lady. Okay, so Ramanujacharya felt pity on this person. He called that, okay, what is attracting you? Why are you moving opposite? Okay, everyone is moving opposite in this world. Rather than going towards Krishna, people are going towards sense gratification. But this is a place of, like, this is holy dham. This is Rangakshetra. Everyone is going behind Krishna and you are going opposite. You are walking in opposite direction. What is that you are attracted to? And this person was very honest and simple, genuine. He said that I have never seen more beautiful eyes than my beloved. Okay. So Ramanujacharya understood and he said, okay, you come to temple. And he went to temple, and when the darshan opened and Ramanujacharya showed him the beauty of Lord Ranganath, and when he saw by mercy of his guru, by mercy of Ramanujacharya, when he saw and realized the beauty of Supreme Personality of God at Lord Ranga, he lost all the desires of sense gratification, all the desires of being living life on the basis of sense gratification, and he became disciple of Ramanujacharya. And to what extent he became disciple, next part is more beautiful. The story comes like he became very much sincere. He started serving Ramanujacharya, and in entire, like, he was the talk of the town, that Dhanurdas became, and Ramanujacharya showed lot of affection and care to this person, and everyone was just talking about Dhanurdas. And naturally, okay, again we see that how subtle the envy is. Now there are disciples of Ramanujacharya, okay, so they became envious because Ramanujacharya was showing more affection to this person. Okay, now again, this is a spiritual path. We have left everything. We are not envious if someone is having car or a bungalow, but we become envious if someone gets appreciation that you are a nice devotee. He may not have anything, but we become envious of that person. So that's subtle. How subtle that is. So we cannot just fool. So many times when this shloka comes, Janma Ishwarya Shrita Shri Bhire, okay, a person who is absolutely beggar, he is more qualified to attract mercy of Lord. Okay, it's not that a person who you have to become a beggar. Okay, Dhruva Maharaj was not a beggar. Prahlad Maharaj was not a beggar. Most of our Mahajans, they were emperor of the entire planet. It's totally contradicts. So one should understand that Krishna, what is the swabhav of a beggar, that only I am totally subordinate, I am totally dependent on mercy. So that should be the nature of dependency, whoever we are, whatever we are, at whatever stage we are. If we don't have that dependency, that attitude, okay, then even if a person is like the best of vairagi externally or looks like a devotee or something, he will be struggling inside, and that's what we have to focus on. So this Dhanurdas, everyone was feeling envy, and Ramanujacharya, because he was a guru and he could understand that devotees are, and when we are envious of someone, we just try to neglect or demean each, even if he does something good, we will try to pull him down. Okay, like someone went and told Kamsa that Krishna, he subdued Kaliya. Kamsa said, what's great in this if he catches a water snake? Krishna lifted Govardhan. What great if he just lifted a piece of stone. So if a person has envy for someone, whatever you do, that person will find fault in you. Okay, so they started finding fault in Dhanurdas. And Ramanujacharya understood. And he said, he called his followers and said that, okay. He called Dhanurdas to his home, okay, at night. And he said to his followers that you go, and his wife maybe will be sleeping. You go and just steal whatever ornaments are there in his house as well as on the body of her, on his wife. So all his disciples, very strange instruction. But because it was an instruction of Guru, they just went and they started stealing. And his wife was sleeping and they started stealing ornaments. And suddenly when they were stealing, his wife understood this, Himamba, she understood that these disciples of Ramanujacharya, they have come to take ornaments. And initially she thought, okay. But immediately she composed herself without making them understand. So she thought that, okay, they are doing this act because there will be great need for finance, money to the institution. Okay, there must be great need. Ramanujacharya must be in great need of money. Therefore, these disciples are stealing. Okay, so just to facilitate them that the ornaments on one part of another part of the body should also be stolen, she just moved herself, and all the disciples, they just feared and they ran away. And when they came, and Ramanujacharya sent Dhanurdas, and they came to Ramanujacharya, and he said that, okay, you go and just go and hear their discussion, what they are discussing. And this Dhanurdas, he came and she described entire incident, that these people, these devotees came and they started stealing, and I was just sleeping, and I realized, I just turned. So Dhanurdas said, what a fool you are. Okay, so this said, if you'd have been at that position, they would have easily took all the ornaments without disturbance. Now this half ornaments, ornaments on this side of the body, would not be utilized in service of Ramanujacharya. So unfortunate we are. And then when the disciples heard that, how much control they have. Okay, so externals doesn't matter. Okay, so this is the state of this Puranjan. Now he is attracted by this this lady, intelligence. And then he says ahead that how, and then he glorifies. Okay, when you are attracted by someone, there is no need of any beauty or something. Okay, we see this in description by Bharat Maharaj. Okay, in 5th canto, he describes that this small deer, his face is like a moon, his voice is such the most melodious voice. It compares to all the beautiful planets and the demigods and birds. So that's when you love someone, you just are totally absorbed. So this Puranjan is now glorifying Puranjani. She becomes Puranjani. Now is the queen, he glorifies. That, okay, you look like goddess of fortune. Okay, you look like Mother Parvati. Okay, you are husband of Lord Vishnu. But I am not able to see the lotus flower. Where have you thrown that? Okay, so, but I see that you are not standing on ground. So that means that you are not Mother Lakshmi. But then who you are? Okay, then he asks various questions. Who you are? From where you have come? Then Prabhupada says that because she is intelligence, Puranjan asks these questions, that who you are, where have you come from, what is the purpose, where are you going? So that's the real question of our life that we should ask. That's the subject matter that we should discuss. Okay, that what, who we are, what is the purpose of our life. Okay, So there are big scientists who give their entire life and energy, like a group of scientists who spend many years, okay, just to come to this conclusion, who jumps higher, dog flea or a cat flea. Okay, they made entire project and thesis. Okay, so big scientists with big brains, lot very intelligence. Okay, again, another thesis is like the woodpecker. Okay, does it get headache? Like it around 1,000 times he hits with his beak. Does he get headaches? So there is a theory, there is a research paper. So these things they put their energy for. So the purpose of life, the Prabhupada says that we should put energy on these things. And then later, another last section, he says the same thing that because I think you are goddess of fortune and but you are not standing on this earth, so I think you are someone else. So Prabhupada says that this is difference between a devotee and a materialist. A devotee, what he does, whatever he sees in this world, okay, he tends to utilize it in service to God. Okay, so there is Phalgu Vairagya, where people try to pose themselves advanced by posing that, okay, famous example that Prabhupada, there one person came and showed Prabhupada, this is my guru. And his guru was like, okay, I don't want money. And there was money lying in front. And Prabhupada said, you pose a picture, you bring money and I will embrace. And you pose a picture, you click a picture. So the things doesn't matter. How we can utilize it in service to God, that is more important. Okay, so the mistake that the Prabhupada gives example that Ravana. So what did Ravana, even this material energy is also in one sense energy of Mother Lakshmi only. She is also goddess of fortune. Everything is energy of God. Okay, so we get affected by Maya. Actually everything belongs to Krishna. So Ravana, the mentality that he wanted to enjoy Sita, okay, taking her away from Lord Ram. And the problem of Surpanakha was she wanted to enjoy Ram, taking him away from Mother Sita. Okay, so both are dangerous. When we tend to take this material things and we try, the Mother Sita is like owner of entire world. Okay, she is Lakshmi Devi. So when we try to enjoy Lakshmi Devi separate from Krishna, okay, or Vishnu, we will be destroyed like Ravana. Okay, so that's very important that whatever we have, whatever we get, we should try to utilize it in service of Krishna, including the most important thing is like our mind and senses. So that's the thing. It's already late. So please forgive. Anyone has any comments or questions before we end? So this is a section where, just to summarize, like Puranjan, this entire 10 shlokas, Puranjan sees a wonderful, beautiful girl who is walking and trying to find her husband. And Puranjana describes his beauty and from ahead what there will be conversation between both of them, we'll see ahead. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.